This is the Sakar Murli of the 24th of July, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this old tree is to be destroyed in the Mahabharat war. Therefore, claim your full inheritance from the father before the war takes place. Question. Baba wants a gathering of mothers, but what speciality should this group have? Answer. It should be a gathering that makes full effort to remain soul conscious. They should have the firm faith that they have to become pure and make the world pure. They mustn't become impure. Only when the group is that of destroyers of attachment can they show wonders. There must be no attachment to anyone. Strings of attachment cause a great loss. Om Shanti. You sweetest children know that sweet Baba has come here to make you into residents of heaven. This is in the intellects of you children. Explain to everyone that we souls become pure by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Simply to remember the Father is such an easy method. You children know that the Father gives you the inheritance of liberation and liberation and life in just a second. All are now in lives of bondage. They are in the bondage of Ravan's kingdom. Only the Father and you children know this, no one else. You children have the faith that you are remembering your unlimited Father. Therefore, you souls should have a lot of happiness inside you, because you have now found the Father, whom you have been remembering for half a cycle. They continue to remember the Father when they experience sorrow. You also used to remember the Father in this way, but you now no longer remember the Father out of sorrow. You know that the Father, whom the whole world remembers, has now come. Baba has repeatedly explained to you that when you sit here, you must consider yourselves to be souls and understand that Baba has come from the supreme abode. He comes every cycle according to his promise. Baba promised that when you call out to him and when the half cycle has passed, he will have to come. After the Iron Age, there has to be the Golden Age, and so I have to come. Only you children know that it is now the confluence age and that Baba has come. You children also do service. You continue to give the Father's introduction day after day. Everyone continues to receive recognition of the Father. You souls sitting here understand that Shiv Baba, the unlimited Baba, has come once again to give you your unlimited inheritance. You say, Baba, Baba, we have come to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba also says, I have entered an ordinary body exactly as I did in the previous cycle. You mustn't forget this. Maya makes you forget the Baba who makes you pure from impure. You know that the one Sat Guru is the bestower of salvation for all. Sikhs say, Sat Sri Akal. Truth, elevated, eternal. Only the purifier is called the Satguru. People call out, O purifier. Souls call out. You now know that you have come to meet the Father personally. When important people meet one another, there is so much praise of them. They welcome one another with a lot of splendor and happiness, while bands play music. Who has come here in an incognito form? Only you know this. He is called the traveler, who is the resident of the faraway land. You souls know that you are residents of the supreme land. You have come here as travelers to play your parts. No one in the world knows any of the words that the Father explains. You are listening to the Father, and so you should imbibe very well what he says. The Father explains, all of you are travelers on this field of action. We are residents of the land of silence. We then come here to this talky world. We are travelers from the land of silence who are playing our parts of 84 births here. Finally, these are the last moments. The Father has come to make this old world new. And only you know this. The pictures are very clear. Shivabha is establishing a new world through Brahma. It isn't that he carries out this establishment through Sri Krishna or Vishnu. The Father comes to create heaven through Brahma. The Father has entered an ordinary body. This is an impure world. There isn't a single pure being in this world. Even the number one, Lakshmi and Narayan, have become impure. Those who were pure have become impure. This includes the whole dynasty. You know that you, who had belonged to the deity religion, became those of the Shudra religion. Although many wealthy people live in America, America is nothing compared to the Golden Age. All of that was created later. It is a temporary show. Destruction has to take place. You children should have very good intoxication. It is such a wonder that you children don't remember the Father who makes you into the masters of heaven. Maya doesn't allow you to remember him. You children now say, Baba, Maya doesn't allow us to remember you. Oh? Are you not able to remember the Baba who makes you into the masters of heaven for 21 births? Even the subjects become the masters of heaven. All remain happy. Now all are unhappy. The Prime Minister, President, etc. are worried day and night. So many die in a war, etc. You know that Mahabharat war is very well known. However, what happened in that war isn't in anyone's intellect. The Father has made it sit in your intellects that everyone died in the Mahabharat war. This human world population is so large. There is a tree of souls too. At first, when a tree is new, it is very small. Then it continues to grow. You know that at first, when it was the deity religion, the tree was very small. There was the original eternal deity Dharma. Now there is a variety of religions, dharmas. All of them are to be destroyed in the Mahabharat war, but no one has any knowledge of that. Although it is said that it is the same war, no one knows what is going to happen through it. You have now been enlightened. You know that destruction has to take place. And this is why you have to claim your inheritance before the Mahabharat war takes place. This is a very easy matter. Become pure and remember the Father. Many children are assaulted. There needs to be a group of you mothers to protect one another. However, you definitely do have to become soul conscious. We definitely have to become pure. There has to be this very firm intoxication. Only those who remain in this intoxication are able to explain that we have to remember the Father and become pure. Let there be the intoxication that we are spinners of the cycle of self-realization. We know the Father, the Creator, and the cycle of creation. We now have to claim our inheritance of the new world of the Golden Age from the Father. Continue to explain how you take 84 births. The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." You definitely do have to become pure. Pure means pure. Lust is the greatest enemy. We have now completed the cycle of 84 births. We now have to claim our inheritance from the Father. The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." You come here to be refreshed. Remember me, your Father, and claim your inheritance for 21 births. Let there not be any strings of attachment to anyone. Become destroyers of attachment. Let there not be any attachment to your bodies. Those are old skins, but you do have to look after them so that you can study. When there are difficulties with the body, they have to be patched up. You know that they are old, decayed bodies. Something or other continues to happen to them. It is the soul who feels the pain. You know that you have to shed your bodies. You now have to support them with the power of yoga. Continue to remember the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. That's all. None of your worldly relatives should be remembered. I am not a body, but a soul. The Father says, "I have come to give you souls the inheritance." When souls are pure, they receive good bodies. You souls know that you now have to become pure. When you were pure, you were like Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan have taken 84 births. The whole Sun Dynasty takes 84 births. You cannot say the Moon Dynasty will take 84 births. Yes, those who become maids and servants in the Sun Dynasty at the beginning will then attain some status in the Silver Age. You would say that they take 84 births. The kings, queens, and subjects, maids and servants in the Sun Dynasty take 84 births. Talk to yourself in this way about how you take 84 births. You have to churn the ocean of this knowledge. Continue to remember the Father and your inheritance as much as possible. While walking and moving around, consider yourselves to be Baba's children. Give anyone you meet Baba's introduction. All of this knowledge is in these pictures. Explain everything. Baba has come and entered the body of Brahma. All of us are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Baba has come to make us BKs into the masters of heaven. The Father of all souls is one. We are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You can show your own cards. When you give your business card to anyone in the office, they are not able to understand who the BKs are. There are many types of obstacles that come. It is also explained to the government that this is our family. There is Dada and Baba. We are claiming our inheritance through Dada. By remembering this, you should have happiness. The property belongs to the grandfather, and the grandchildren have a right to it. They share everything among themselves. You also understand that you are claiming your inheritance from Shiva Baba through Brahma Baba. You have to remember this. You have to study and then teach others. It is a father's duty to sustain his children. While Kumars and Kumaris are still in their adolescence, their parents have to look after them. It is the children's duty to study. You study in order to be able to stand on your own feet. You know that Baba is teaching us for 21 births. We will then be able to stand on our own 2 feet. The more we study, the higher the status we claim. You yourself say that you come here to become like Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. This is the story of the true Narayan. No one knows how Lakshmi and Narayan takes 84 births. The devotees of Radhe say that Radhe is present everywhere. The devotees of Sri Krishna say that Sri Krishna is everywhere. And devotees of Shiva say that Shiva is everywhere. They have completely mixed everything up. They say that God, Radhe, Sri Krishna, etc. are all omnipresent, that all of them are forms of God, that God has adopted those forms. They say, wherever I look, I only see you. They have become completely senseless. This is a vicious, impure world. That golden age is a viceless, pure world. The meaning of viceless world is heaven. People say there are children there too, so how are they born? They just ask this question. They ask, how can the world continue if children aren't born? They carry out a population census every year to see how much the population has increased. They don't show how many have died. Therefore, you children must first of all benefit yourselves. I am a soul. First of all, have this faith. Remember Baba. It is said if you remember Narayan in your final moments, to say if you remember Narayan in your final moments is wrong. It should be those who remember Shiva Baba in their final moments. Those who die with this concern will become like Narayan in heaven. Why do they speak of remembering Narayan in their final moments? They think that Sri Krishna gave knowledge. So they should therefore remember Sri Krishna in their final moments. They do remember Sri Krishna, but no one knows about Narayan. They celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna. But what about the birthday of Radhe? They celebrate the birth of Sri Krishna, but what about that of Narayan? No one knows about the king and queen of the world, Lakshmi and Narayan. They would have been the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma. Where did they go? They say, salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. They were the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You children understand that Shiv Baba is establishing the Brahmin Dharma through Brahma. It wasn't Brahma who created the Brahmin Dharma, but Shiv Baba. This one has only now become Brahma. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Study and earn an income for 21 births while in that old body. Look after it, but let there not be any strings of attachment to it. 2. Practice having remembrance so that at the end you only remember Shiv Baba. Do not get caught up in thinking about anything else. Bring benefit to yourself. Blessing, may you become a yogyukt embodiment of this knowledge by being master knowledgeable and stop pleading ignorance. Those who are master knowledgeable do not have any type of ignorance. They cannot say that they were ignorant of something and try to justify themselves by saying that they were not aware of it. The children who are embodiments of this knowledge are not ignorant of anything. Those who are yogyukt experience knowing everything beforehand. They know that the sparkle and glamour of Maya is no less. Maya is very glamorous, and this is why you have to protect yourself from her. It is impossible for those who have understood the knowledge of Maya in every way to be defeated. Slogan: those who are always happy-hearted cannot have any questions. Avyak signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Constantly experience the stage of a light and might house in your yoga. This knowledge is light and yoga is might. Let the two powers of this knowledge and yoga be filled with light and might. You can then be called a master, almighty authority. Such a powerful soul will be able to overcome any type of situation in a second. It will not take any time. Om Shanti.